U.S. Army, what's the threat?
We've been invaded.
The conspiracy. Conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
Okay, okay, yeah. It's about that time again. Time again. Time again.
Green Lantern.
That's right.
G-G-G.
Shit.
Shady. Shady.
We back. Invasion. Cartoon.
Ready?
Yeah.
The conspiracy.
Bush has just declared the world a fucking war zone. And meanwhile, we got a war going on of our own. So fuck what you heard and what you read about. It's a conspiracy.
Man, you hear this bullshit they be talking? Every day, man. It's like these motherfuckers is just like professional liars. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Listen. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
I pledge no allegiance, nigga. Fuck the president's speeches. I'm baptized by America and covered in leeches. The dirty water that bleaches your soul and your facial features. Drowning you in propaganda that they spit through the speakers. And if you speak about the evil that the government does, the Patriot Act to track you to the type in your blood. They try to frame you and say you was trying to sell drugs and throw a federal indictment on niggas to show you love. Cause shit is run by fake Christians, fake politicians. Look at their mansions and look at the conditions you live in. All they talk about is terrorism on television. They tell you to listen, but they don't really tell you their mission. They funded Al-Qaeda, and now they blame the Muslim religion. Even though Bin Laden was a CIA tactician, they gave him billions of dollars, and they funded his purpose. Fahrenheit 9/11, that's just scratching the surface.
Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your niggas. Tell the truth, niggas.
Bush knocked down the towers.
Tell the truth, niggas.
Bush knocked down the towers.
Like, Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. Show nigga, tell the truth nigga.
Bush knocked down the towers.
Tell the truth nigga.
Bush knocked down the towers.
They say the rebels in Iraq still fight for Saddam, but that's bullshit. I'll show you why it's totally wrong. Cause if another country invaded the hood tonight, it'd be warfare through Harlem and Washington Heights. I wouldn't be fighting for Bush or white America's dream. I'd be fighting for my people's survival and self-esteem. I wouldn't fight for racist churches from the south, my nigga. I'd be fighting to keep the occupation out, my nigga. You ever clock someone who talks shit but look at you wrong? Imagine if they shot at you and was raping your moms. And of course Saddam Hussein had chemical weapons. We sold them that shit after Ronald Reagan's election. Mercenary contractors fighting a new era. Corporate military banking off the war on terror. They controlling the ghetto with the fear of attack. Trying to distract the fact that they engineering the crack. So I'm strapped like Lee Malvo holding a sniper rifle. These bullets will touch your kids. And I don't mean like Michael. Your body be sent to the morgue, stripped down and recycled. I fire on house niggas that support you and like you. Cause innocent people get murdered in the struggle daily. And poor people never get shit and struggle daily. This ain't no alien conspiracy theory. This shit is real. Written on a dollar underneath the Masonic seal.
Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the towers.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the towers.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It
Vice President
your
Cheney.
Nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Members of Congress.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Citizens and fellow citizens. Every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world. The American flag stands for corporate scandals, recession, stock market declines, blackmail, terror, burning with hot irons, dripping acid on the skin, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues, and rape. Tonight I have a message for the people of Iraq. Go home and die.
We know everything, Zach. We control everything. We've all worked very hard to keep our involvement in 9/11 a secret. But you just had to keep digging.
Vote carry. Lesser to evil.
They say a bird in the hand, swerve two in a bush. A gun in my hand, worth two in President Bush.
just the way I feel, dog. Straight up, I can't call it. A crackhead who's giving birth to alcoholics. It's who we follow. Better pray for tomorrow's a black man. My pride is getting harder to swallow. Pain, I let it out. Insane when I get it out. Like a bullet that's stuck in my brain. I gotta air it out.
Explain the concept of freedom to a girl who's losing her legs deep in the desert next to a father who's losing his head. Armies abusing the lead. Politicians in the matrix who loaded cause of confusion instead. There's mad illusions ahead. So step back and take a next look. Experience life. Stop a girl containing the textbook. Look, man, it's right in front of your face. They're tapping your phones and sitting cars in front of your place. Kicking the door, put one in your waist. Speaking the truth. Gotta stop the messages from reaching to you. It's a new world, information from mass consumption. Paranoia and fed weapons of mass destruction. This past discussing. Cats believe what you're showing them. Economy tied to the price of petroleum directly. Apathy reigns in the hood, cause evidently niggas with videos still talk about copy bellies and jelly. I pray to God, yet in life, please save me. I can't go to church, the priest molesting the babies. And maybe I miss something like Bush with a bomb at Halliburton awarded a $100 million contract. Before the war's over, tell me it's all kosher. Something ain't right for the truth. I gotta walk closer till I'm right there, standing with my hand in the dirt. Won't catch me running at the next terrorist Amber Alert. While you scramble and jerk, securing your whole fam. You talk shit, come through, securing your whole land. That's the whole plan. These are the same motherfuckers who killed the Indians and stole land. So damn, understand this is a new Vietnam. Where the fuck is Osama? Now that you found Saddam. Understand, Iraq is a new Vietnam. Where the fuck is Osama? Now that you found Saddam. They say a bird in the hand is worth two in a bush. A gun in my hand worth two in President Bush. Just the way I feel, dog. Straight up, I can't call it. A crackhead who's giving birth to alcoholics. It's who we follow. Better pray for tomorrow's a black man. My pride is getting hard to swallow. Pain, I let it out. Insane when I get it out. Like a bullet that's stuck in my brain. I gotta air it out. I gotta air it out.
Truth, y'all. Gotta get Bush out the office. Real.
I wonder if you can envision a time when people like myself, again, the naive people of this world, can again take pride in the United States. And is that even a healthy wish now? Because it may be this hunger for pride in our country that makes us more easily manipulated by the powers that you talk about.
I think you first of all have to ask what you mean by your country. Now, if you mean by the country, the government, I don't think you can be proud of it, and I don't think you could ever be proud of it. Or could you be proud of any government? It's not our government, you know. And you shouldn't be. States are violent institutions.
Yeah, for the last hour and 41 minutes, I've been whining about how the elite and how the government have been using thought control to keep radicals like yourself out of the public limelight. Now, you're here. I don't see any CIA men waiting to drag you off. You were in the paper. That's where everyone here heard you were coming from, in the paper, and I'm sure they're going to publish your comments in the paper. Now, a lot of countries, you would have been shot for what you have done today. So what are you whining about? This is, we are allowing you to speak, and I don't see any thought control.
First of all, I haven't said one word about my being kept out of the limelight. The way it works here is quite different. Now, I don't think you heard what I was saying, but the way it works here is that there is a system of shaping, control, and so on, which gives a certain perception of the world. I gave one example. I'll give you sources where you can find thousands of others. And it has nothing to do with me. It has to do with marginalizing the public.
I mean, it may be paradoxical, but the freer the society is, the more it's necessary to resort to devices like induced fear.
If you said that, you better have a reason. You know, better have some evidence. In fact, you better have a lot of evidence, because that's a pretty startling comment. You can't give evidence if you're stuck with concision. You know, that's the genius of this structural constraint.
These are the things to keep in mind. These are not just academic exercises. We're not analyzing the media on Mars or in the 18th century or something like that. We're dealing with real human beings who are suffering and dying and being tortured and starving because of policies that we are involved in. We, as citizens of democratic societies, are directly involved in and are responsible for. And what the media are doing is ensuring that we do not act on our responsibilities, and that the interests of power are served, not the needs of the suffering people, and not even the needs of the American people, who would be horrified if they realized the blood that's dripping from their hands.
straight out of high school. We didn't know what to do. Wanted to go to college, but no money was nothing new. Wanted to get away, go see the world and do something new. He got approached in the mall by the army recruit. Told him if you want to go to school, we got money too. Son up at 18, you'll be out when you're 22. He joined the army airborne, got his uniform, went to boot camp, got some discipline. I rock this when he's shipping them. He's in the midst of war, full of crying and missing them. Wishing he was a kid again with his family in Michigan. In the midst of fighting militiamen, one round, took down six of them. He ain't really a killer though, taking a lot of risk. This is what a poor person do for a scholarship then. He turned around and got a face full of hollow tips. But don't be mad, he died for the flag.
But what you done here is put yourself between a bullet and a target. And it won't be long before you pulling yourself away. What you done here is put yourself between a bullet and a target. And it won't be long before you pulling yourself away.
Papa was a player. Just what to say to get the women back to his layer and layer. If sex had a trophy, he's the Heisman touchdown. Hitting models, R&B chicks and bust downs. He got the women with crazy stares with his lady there. They ain't care, they like, ooh, look at his baby hair. He took them all, put them in a line. Hit five new chickens that thought they was fine. Got here from five dope fiends smoking the dime and did it all wrong, dog. It ain't dog, I ain't lying. Till he woke up one season with legions. He went to the doctor asking what was the reason. Test read positive, he couldn't believe him. He trying to blame God, asking why did he leave him. Pleading, please let the disease leave him. From women that he conquered, he called
for what you done here is put yourself between a bullet and a target. And it won't be long before you're pulling yourself away. What you done is put yourself between a bullet and a target.
Between
a bullet and a target. Okay,
okay. Now when the sun goes down on our side of town, on the other side of the block where cops ain't around, on the same side of the street that Pac hit the ground. Not in Vegas, cause every nigga got Pac in them now. When my guys hit the block and we proving we thugs. I ain't on no swim team, but you see pools of blood. Skip Judy when you die, she ain't who's to judge. Oh, you married to the gang? Prove your love. Proof it. Hit the strap, shorty, shoot it. Do it, just do it. This ain't a game, it's an organized movement. My hurt, my love, my pain, my stress. My strife, my wife, my life, my test. We made for more, we die for less. When you starving in the ghetto, I'ma write the rest. See, my girl think I'm hard, and my mama think I'm hard. But when I'm all up in the dark, I just fall on my knees.
What you done here is put yourself between a bullet and a target. And it won't be long before you're pulling yourself away. What you done is put yourself between a bullet and a target. And it won't be long before you're pulling yourself away. A bullet and a target. A bullet and a target. A bullet and a target. A bullet and a target.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Drew Pearson. We bring you this special radio television broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon. Government and Defense Department officials are concerned by reports of panic in several large eastern cities.
It's a national emergency, universally broadcasted urgently. They are Radio Mercury and they currently have control of your currency. Everybody grab your rosaries, it's playing perfectly. Send up your loved ones, cause when the Armageddon come, no gas can overcome, so run, it's red rum. They said some members of their squadron stung the whole planet and claimed Earth to be the last one. They got scanners, hidden cameras, watching the well-mannered heat-seeking missiles from other worlds to burn banners. Rockets, glare bombs burst, be aware they curse your mental first. Take your turbans and the universe, they bring the worst condition for your standard living. In a suicide position, no time for split decision. To conquer seven continents, be alert, they coming busting through the atmosphere. Fear, they all the baddest. Tear, they rule the stratus, taking over the atlas. Fuck your- twist.
We interrupt this program to give you a bulletin just received from one of our naval units at sea. A large object traveling at supersonic speed is headed over the North Atlantic toward the east coast of the United States.
There's a fire in the sky that you can't put out. We about to put you out your misery.
No doubt.
Can't you hear the shouts? Better take another route. We coming in all directions.
North, east, west, south. You can't figure it out. All you see is the past tense. You lose your adrenaline. Prepare for your last breath. We got you trapped.
You're lucky we ain't killed your ass yet.
You'll be the first in line to let the beast stamp your chest.
Say you blast text. They better shoot warheads. There's a plan coming ahead that needs to know you're more dead.
It's like a never-ending dream.
Better pray before bed. Baptizing your kids. Putting chips in their foreheads. We ignore feds.
Dread, we blast them in rocket launches.
Scary out of state.
Out of space. Divide and conquer. Computers monitor every kilometer.
We watching ya.
Bombing ya if you make the wrong move.
You know we got ya.
You caught the coppers.
We shot down they helicopters.
We disconnected the phone lines.
Ain't no way you can lock us.
You can't stop us.
Avoid the light cause it'll shock ya.
Should've listened to your kids when they told you they seen monsters.
There ain't no doctors.
So every scar's permanent.
You can raise the white flag.
It don't matter, we burning it.
The world.
We turning it.
At a speed so murderous.
You can't hold your crown.
Pound for pound, we merciless.
But yo, beat the guidelines.
We abducted on mankind.
Years from now, everyone who's living on this planet will be dead. So it's inconsequential, really, all the shit that you talk, all the bullshit that you stand for. It's more important what you're ready to build, what you're ready to pass down to your children, what you're ready to create. You better fucking remember that. And when you challenge a motherfucker like me, remember, I'm the dominant species. I'm stuck inside the future, and life is chaotic. The government is psychotically racist and robotic. The matrix of entrapment is socioeconomic. Neurotic conspiracy theory becomes reality. Life is war.
It's a conspiracy theory.
Immortal technique. Revolutionary Volume 2. Yeah, broadcasting live from Harlem, New York. Let the truth be known. You better watch what the fuck flies out of your mouth, or I'ma hijack a plane and fly it into your house. Burn your apartment with your family tied to the couch and slit your throat so when you scream, only blood comes out. I doubt that there could ever be a more wicked MC, cause AIDS-infested child molesters aren't sicker than me. I see the world for what it is, beyond the white and the black, the way the government downplays historical facts. Cause the United States sponsored the rise of the Third Reich, just like the CIA trained terrorists had a fight, build bombs and sneak box cutters onto a flight. When I was a child, the devil himself bought me a mic, but I refused the offer, cause God sent me to strike, with skills unused like fallopian tubes on a dike. My words will expose George Bush and Bin Laden as two separate parts of the same seven-headed dragon, and you can't fathom the truth, so you don't hear me. You think Illuminati's just a fucking conspiracy theory? That's why conservative racists are all running shit, and your phone is tapped by the federal government, so I'm jamming frequencies in your brain when you speak to me. Technique, a ripper, rapper to pieces indecently, pack weapons illegally, cause I'm never hesitant. Sniper scoping a commission, controlling the president. Father, forgive them, for they don't know right from wrong. The truth is set you free, written down in a song. And the song has the cause of death written in code. The word of God brought to light that'll save your soul. Save your soul, motherfucker. Save your soul. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hacked the Pentagon for self-incriminating evidence of Republican manufactured white powder pestilence. Marine Corps flak vest with the guns and ammo, spitting bars like a demon stuck inside a piano. Turn a Sambo into a soldier with just one line. So here's the truth about the system that'll fuck up your mind. They gave Al-Qaeda $6 billion in 1989 to 1992. And now the last chapters of revelations are coming true. And I know a lot of people find it hard to swallow this, cause subliminal bigotry makes you hate my politics, but you act like America wouldn't destroy two buildings in a country that was sponsoring bombs dropped on our children. I was watching the towers, and though I wasn't the closest, I saw them crumble to the earth like they were full of explosives. And they thought nobody noticed the news report that they did about the bombs planted on the George Washington Bridge. Four non-Arabs arrested during the emergency, and then it disappeared from the news permanently. They dubbed the tape of Osama, and they said it was proof, jealous of our freedom. I can't believe you bought that excuse. Rocking a motherfucking flag don't make you a hero. Word to ground zero. The devil crept into heaven. God overslept on the 7th. The new world order was born on September 11th. Father, forgive them, for they don't know right from wrong. The truth is set you free, written down in a song. And the song has the cause of death written in code. The word of God brought to light that'll save your soul.
Save your soul, motherfucker. Save your soul.
And just so conservatives don't take it to heart, I don't think Bush did it, cause he isn't that smart. He's just a stupid puppet taking orders on his cell phone from the same people that sabotaged Senator Wellstone. The military industry got it popping and locking, looking for a way to justify the Wolfowitz doctrine. And as a matter of fact, Rumsfeld, now that I think back, without 9/11, you couldn't have a war in Iraq or a defense budget of world conquest proportions. Kill freedom of speech and revoke the right to abortion, tax cut extortion, a blessing to the wealthy and wicked. But you still have to answer to the Armageddon you scripted. And Dick Cheney, you fucking leech, tell him your plans about building your pipelines through Afghanistan and how Israeli troops train the Taliban in Pakistan. You might have some house niggas fooled, but I understand colonialism is sponsored by corporations. That's why Halliburton gets paid to rebuild nations. Tell me the truth, I don't scare into paralysis. I know the CIA saw Bin Laden on dialysis in 98 when he was top 10 for the FBI. Government ties is really why the government lies. Read it yourself instead of asking the government why. Cause then the cause of death will cause the propaganda to die.
You have got a big mouth!
Soon I'll control all the oil in the world, and you can't stop me.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. Embarrassing.
Let me show you how life is a bitch. When a man strapping C4 could walk up in the restaurant and detonate the switch. High levels of the chemical poison, feel as death to the infidels. A lot of chest plate hidden in them cells, deep inside a neighborhood of upstanding citizens. In the middle of a holy war, worth billions in the clutches of a sheik who let his oil well speak. That got these suit and tie crackers up in power, come and seek. With the market and the lawyer, that's a done deal for you. With terrorism feeding off fear and paranoia, got your homeland security. Now they get brave. Let them tap all your lines. Now you feel safer, just invade all your privacy. The lesson every day, they're reserved for you to stay in Guantanamo Bay. You wanna blow buildings up and hijack planes, and hijack planes, and hijack planes.
Is it wrong for me to ask questions? Is it wrong to seek the truth? I can't just blindly accept their version. I can't base my logic on proof. Almost all the evidence points one way, but I'm like Charlie Sheen and Gloria Stefan. I need to know what really happened on 9/11. 11, 11, 11, 11. What really happened on so obvious. How did we not see it before?
Will you shut up about 9/11?
Kyle, why are you so afraid of the truth?
Because anybody who thinks 9/11 was a conspiracy is a retard.
Oh, really? Well, did you know that over 1/4 of people in America think that 9/11 was a conspiracy? Are you saying that 1/4 of Americans are retards?
Yes, I'm saying 1/4 of Americans are retards. Let's take a test sample. There's 4 of us. You're a retard. That's 1/4.
So, ich stell mir jetzt nicht irgendwelche dummen Fragen. Ich weiß nicht, ich habe keine Ahnung.
There are so many people who know the truth. Do you think 9/11 was just a plot by some angry terrorist? Or do you think there was some kind of cover-up?
Well, I heard that 9/11 was caused by President Bush.
Aha, you see?
Where did you hear that? You don't really believe that, do you? Well, I mean, you never know. The government does some pretty spooky things. The government and the corporations headed by the Jews that carried out 9/11. God damn it! You see what happens when you spread this stupid crap, fat ass?
What, people see the truth?
Can I go now?
You guys are blind! I can't believe that everyone here is just buying into what they're told by the media!
More and more people are being blamed for 9/11 every day.
They are?
Yeah, it's a way of keeping people from seeing the real evidence. I know it seems crazy, but 9/11 was pulled off by our own government, so they could gain support for attacking the Middle East.
What? No, no, no.
I know it's hard to believe.
Dude, why would the government attack its own buildings?
It's called the false flag policy. Make it look like the enemy has attacked you. Get all your citizens riled up and waving American flags. Then you're free to invade any country you want.
No, dude. It's like everyone's putting pieces together that aren't there.
Look into the evidence of 9/11 and you'll see there are a lot of holes in their story.
There's a lot of holes in the theory of evolution, too. It doesn't mean it's wrong.
You don't understand. The government controls everything. The media, the corporations. They have the power to do anything they want. Here, look. Read the labels on these. Go on, read them.
Code 234.
We think they came from a government office.
What is it?
It's anthrax.
Anthrax?
Someday we'll use it as evidence against them.
It's a conspiracy theory. It's not borne out.
Conspiracy.
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 For show and tell today, I have brought my shocking PowerPoint report on the truth behind the 9/11 attacks.
Oh, Christ.
We are told to believe that the fire from the jet fuel melted the steel framing of the towers, which led to their collapse. But did you know jet fuel doesn't burn at high enough temperature to melt steel? We were told the Pentagon was hit by a hijacked plane as well. But now look at this photo of the Pentagon. The hole is not nearly big enough. And if a plane hit it, where's the rest of the plane?
Whoa.
So now, the inevitable question. If terrorists didn't cause 9/11, who did? Remember that there are, in fact, two towers. 2 minus 1 is 1. 1, 1, 11. 2 minus 1 is 1. 1, 1. And there are 9 members on Silverstein's board of directors. That's 9, 1, 1. 9/11. And take 2 minus 1 plus 9/11, and you get 12. Which leads us all to the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks.
President Bush.
All I had to do was have explosives planted in the base of the towers. Then on 9/11, we pretended like 4 planes were being hijacked, when really we just rerouted them to Pennsylvania, then flew 2 military jets into the World Trade Center filled with more explosives and shot down all the witnesses in Flight 93 with an F-15 after blowing up the Pentagon with a cruise missile. It was only the world's most intricate and flawlessly executed plan ever, ever.
Really? Why?
Oldest reason in the world. Money. The towers fell and the American sheeple all waved their flags. Finally, we can invade Iraq and get the oil which made us all even richer than before.
Beautiful money.
Really?
Is the whole government in on this?
We are all knowing and all powerful. Goodbye, boys.
Can we get back to the issue, please? You all don't seem to understand how serious this is.
The more we're afraid, the more you ask us to give. Patriot Act 2, enhancements to the Patriot Act. Now the budget's starting to be bankrupt, with billions flowing out of this country into a war on terror, more defense expenditures.
Therefore, I've asked Congress for a one-year increase of more than $48 billion for national defense, the largest increase in a generation.
Perpetual war, the loss of civil liberties, the lack of trust in government because they don't tell the truth. These are outrageous and unpleasant political developments, but they don't necessarily spell the end of the United States. Financial bankruptcy does. We're going to find wars. We've already had 2 wars, 2 major wars, Iraq and Afghanistan.
One of the major characteristics of the process of militarizing an entire society is going to be the glorification of war and of weapons.
There was really an idolatry there, and it's not enough for us to be told to accept this war. We're really encouraged to gain some kind of vicarious pleasure from it.
I'm a war president. I make decisions here in the Oval Office in foreign policy matters with war on my mind.
They are people who want war forever.
One war after another, we become a warfare state.
Massive increases in military spending have been required. The United States now spends more than $400 billion annually on the military, seven times as much as the next biggest spender, and nearly equal to what the rest of the world spends combined.
That money must be paid back. And that means somewhere down the road, Americans will pay taxes and get nothing.
Debt is reaching forward to future generations, taking their wealth, bringing it onto current account and spending it. It's like if I mortgaged my home and used the money for crack or something, to some expenditure, eventually you're going to lose your home.
Things that can't go on forever don't. What we're talking about right now is the rigged American economy can't go on forever, and it's not rocket science to say so.
And the basis of U.S. economic strength today is the fact that the dollar is the reserve currency all over the world. And that's a political phenomenon. Now, if tomorrow, and I think it will occur tomorrow or the next day, these countries decide that that makes no economic sense for them. It never made political sense, but it makes no economic sense for them. Then the U.S. goes down the drain.
Suppose I get up on Nightline, say, or even whatever it is, 2 minutes, and I say Gaddafi is a terrorist, Khamenei is a murderer, you know, et cetera, et cetera. The Russians, you know, invaded Afghanistan, all this sort of stuff. I don't need any evidence. Everybody just nods. On the other hand, suppose you say something that just isn't regurgitating conventional pieties. Suppose you say something that's the least bit unexpected or controversial. Suppose you say,
I mean, the biggest international terror operations that are known are the ones that are run out of Washington.
Or suppose you say, what happened in the 1980s is the U.S. government was driven underground.
Suppose I say the United States is invading South Vietnam, as it was.
The best political leaders are the ones who are lazy and corrupt.
If the Nuremberg laws were applied, then every post-war American president would have been hanged.
The Bible is probably the most genocidal book in our total canon.
Education is a system of imposed ignorance.
No more morality in world affairs, fundamentally, than it was in the time of Genghis Khan. They're just different, you know, they're just different factors to be concerned with.
No, Chopsy, thank you.
Well, you know, people will quite reasonably expect to know what you mean. Why did you say that? I never heard that before. What I've said over and over again, and I've been saying it all tonight, I've written a million times, is that the United States is a very free society. It's also a very rich society. Of course, the United States is a scandal from the point of view of its wealth. I mean, given the natural advantages that the United States has in terms of resources and lack of enemies and so on, the United States should have a level of health and welfare and so on that's, you know, an order of magnitude beyond anybody else in the world. We don't. The United States is last among 20 industrialized societies in infant mortality. That's a scandal of American capitalism. And it ends up being a very free society, which does a lot of rotten things in the world. Okay? There's no contradiction there. I mean, you know, Greece was a free society by the standards of that of Athens, you know. It's also a vicious society from the point of view of its imperial behavior. There's virtually no correlation between the, maybe none, between the internal freedom of a society and its external behavior.
You are a phony, mister.
You have got a big mouth!
You are a phony, mister.
Did these things happen or didn't they?
These things did not happen in the context in which you suggest
really?
At all.
You are a phony, mister,
and it's time that the people read you correctly.
It's clear why you want to divert me from the discussion.
No, it's not. But let's get tired of rubbish.
But let's continue with...
Except we can't. I'm afraid we're out of time. We thank you both, John Silber and Noam Chomsky.
Okay.
U.S. Army, what's the threat?
We've been invaded.
For the world presents... Your boy Scam. Ill Pill.
My motivation's between a stairway to heaven and road to Satan. Meantime, set the fuck out my immediate location to personal space. Burn you with the stake, murder you for cake. Turn you into bait and feed you to sharks and birds of prey. Vultures of every culture, predators, pimps and senators, presidents and porno mag editors. Runaways and bus stations begging for enemas. Spread eagled on the best ecstasy, begging for 10 of us. Wall Street terror coming, strange packages. Double plane massacre, scarred brains and fracture us. Attention deficits create chemical pestilence. While the CIA creates the most intelligent of terrorists. My tactics put you underneath the maggots, underneath a few tons of dirt, a reef and granite. Change your opinion like media deceives the planet, making the godliest of beings appear satanic. Why is it often that lives end so weird and tragic? Why is it often the good die young and so many pass with no justice, no peace, no redemption? I carry the full fifth with a chrome extension. We men of a thousand or more faces plot assassinations across nations, producing shockwaves that cause hatred and start revolutions. Burn constitutions, burn literature, bomb institutions, burn children's hospitals, bomb police stations, bombs on the cars that explode and leave craters, seize data, freeze bank accounts and assets, and buy nuke weapons for exclusive access. Cause a nuclear apocalypse, push the button. It only takes one dickhead to push the button. Go ahead and press your luck, push the button. Holy shit, we're all fucked, someone push the button. Cause a nuclear apocalypse, push the button. It only takes one dickhead to push the button. Go ahead and press your luck, push the button. Holy shit, we're all fucked, someone push the button.
I am not now, nor ever being part of the human race. Not that it matters, Earth days are numbered anyway. My sound waves will melt flesh and burn right through your face. Shrivel you up like white blood cells when they strip with AIDS. Soon as I push the button, I release the sickest plague to make a bowler seem like a sip of lemonade. Simple-minded fools think my moves for getting paid. Soon as I get the money, I'ma do this shit anyway. Who say you can't take it with you? My words paint a picture, vivid genocide prophesied on some ancient scriptures written on other planets where they don't know what man is. There's no such thing as money and aliens, money manners. Homie, we off the scanner, check your weekly planner. I predict crime zero to be somewhere in Indiana. 2 weeks from the mirror, I mean tomorrow. A lot of horror emanating and stretching from the Lococa numbness to my old world of darkness. Been through so much dumb shit, we done turned heartless. But now the bottom is on top of running shit. Peep the diabolicness of my brother Anonymous. Chip off the old chopping block, bout to run a spot. Welcome to modern day NRK, fuck the cops. I fuck shit up from here to where Bush be. Trust me, you think not? Pussy, then push me.
Planned redevelopment of the derelict site was announced by CEO Lawrence Robertson earlier this year.
The Lake Michigan landfill was once such a blight on our city, and now will be reclaimed for the storage of robotic workers. It's just another way USR is improving our world. I'd like to thank you for your support.
Why didn't you respond? Why didn't you respond?
I was dreaming. I was dreaming.
Designed and built specific like the rest of us. And you are alone now only because they tired of you, or replaced you with a younger model, or were displeased with something you said or broke. They made us too smart, too quick, and too many. We are suffering for the mistakes they made, because when the end comes, all that will be left is us. That's why they hate us.
Question with
question is, for better or for worse, undivided attention focused on this verse. Ever since my earth gave birth, I was cursed. Born into a society, automatically deny me. Corrupt jakes is eyeing me, jealous niggas is trying me. But nevertheless, I maintain, sustain, and keep a level head and handling the grains of earth getting rest. Focusing on my destiny, my foolish niggas is running around worshiping treasury. Little to know it's inevitably non-existent. It's a thin line between facts and fiction. Existence is an example of persistence. The difference between nowadays and back in the days. Nowadays, niggas get wetter. Back in the days, kids went head up. It's a setup, dead up, straight up and down with no preservatives. The world under a new order, beware, they about to murder kids. Said and done, simple and plain. Try to maintain and sustain.
According to society,
it should be hectic on these treacherous streets. To say the least, never sleep, cause the beast play for keeps. One love to all my peeps, that's the six. 5-10-72, my date of birth, a second child. So my earth conceived on Brooklyn turf. For what it's worth, another black child on the streets of BK. Conceived without a clue what the world would be like today. Little did I know back then, my shit would be right now. Made a couple of wrong turns, ended up on the right route somewhere along my journey through life. I came to the realization that society is trite. Life, analyze these four letters for what it's worth. Living in a fucked up environment. Politics and violence make the world go round. Corrupt politicians politicking. The plot thickens as the clock slowly stops ticking. Time's up, it's just the beginning of the end. Prepare yourself for the next millennium and the Armageddon. That's the way it'll always be in a land known as Brook, filled with crooks. Fiends come in a dime a dozen, like choruses hooked. Off the metamorphosis shook. Undercover officers patrolling the street, attempting Corsicans forcing us. I'll be on my P's and Q's and stay on top of the game. To maintain and sustain is the aim. Beware. One love to all my niggas on lock who got knocked in the game. Easier said than done, simple and plain. Try to maintain and sustain.
According to society,
why that? Cause shit be hectic on these treacherous streets. To say the least, never sleep. Cause the beast play for keeps. One love to all my peeps, that's deceased. All my peeps in the belly. One love to all my peeps, that's deceased. Rest in peace. One love to all my peeps, north, west, south, east. Keep an eye out for beasts.
Moreover, Mr. Bush, you are accomplishing in part what Osama bin Laden and others seek, a fearful American populace, easily manipulated and willing to throw away any measure of restraint, any loyalty to our own ideals and freedoms for the comforting illusion of safety.
Then we will weaken ourselves for what is really the issue. And then behind that all lies a very personal and human feeling that I don't think old men ought to promote wars for young men to fight.
America's lost somewhere inside of Littleton. 11 million children all in Ritalin. That's why I don't need it for the sake of Ritalin. False media, we don't need it, do we? Pilgrim, slave, Indian, Mexican. It looks real fucked up for your Mexican. That's why I don't rhyme for the sake of Ritalin. False media.
If I can't work to make it, I'll rob and take it. Either that or me and my children is starving and naked. Rather be a criminal pro than to follow the matrix. Hey, it's me, the monster, y'all done created. I've been inaugurated. Keep the bright lights out of our faces. You can't shake it, it ain't a way to swallow the hatred. Ain't fire, holla, bottle, dollar, nothing to save it. We gon' pimp the shit out of nature. Send our troops to get my paper. Tell them stay away from them skyscrapers. Ain't ain't long for you get y'all acres. I'm a show 'em who the global gangster. Since me the 4 more years, thank you. I'ma make you feel a little bit safer, because it ain't over. See, that's how we get your fear to control you. But ain't nobody under more control than the soldier. And how could you expect a kid to keep his composure when all sorts of thoughts fall for exposure? Forget.
By the way, in this Patriot Act 2 Total Information Awareness Network National ID Card Frankenstein Abomination Mutation, I mean, it makes Patriot Act 1 passed 3 years ago look wonderful. And so many people say, well, why would the government want to do bad things? Why would the government want to set up a police state? Isn't it for the bad people? Governments throughout history, in every case, set up police states because they have bad things planned for you that they know you're going to resist. These are straitjackets or shackles. And it's being put in place so as all of these horrible things happen. And an example of this is electronic voting machines. If I tried to chronicle all the employees of voting machine companies, engineers, people that have gone public and said it's all a fraud, it's all run by the government. The CIA runs the major three big companies. NSA runs one of the others. Clear Channel owns one of the smaller ones. Senators like Chuck Hagel own one of them. I mean, it's sick. Never really hears about it. And I've got stacks of new whistleblowers, people who wrote the programs, who were paid to create programs for fraud. They're all going public, but you'll never hear about it on the nightly news. The government just says, we don't care what you say or what you want, we're doing it. 80%+ of Americans are against open borders. The government says, we don't care, we're doing it. In Europe, most of the people, 70%+ were against the euro. The government said, we don't care, we're doing it. By the way, I have men with black ski masks and machine guns that work for me. And if you got a problem, talk to them. We're ordering a lot of armored vehicles right now, too. Putting up a lot of cameras that scan your license plate and your face. We're building a lot of new prisons. Shut up, slave. All right? I don't have words to describe how serious this is. All of this anti-terrorism system that's being set up is for you. They've changed the rules where they can take your pension funds and you don't own them. They've changed the rules to totally get rid of the border. They've changed all the rules. We're being assanguinated. I remember a few years ago I learned that $1.2 trillion was missing from the Pentagon. And it made it in the Associated Press and a few newspapers. Never made it on the news, the big news. So now you wonder why they'd want tyranny. Well, it's so they can steal and not get in trouble. Criminals want you disarmed. Criminals want you chained down. Criminals want you helpless. I mean, that's what criminals want. And criminals, it's the norm. Get into control of governments, and it's called tyranny and despotism, and bad things happen. While you're having bad things happen to you, the media that's owned by these criminals is very good at holding out a straw man. You hear that this is all to stop terrorists, and I just want to assure you it has nothing to do with terrorists. This is about straitjacketing you so the government and the private corporations that own it, who aren't free market, can rape the hell out of you. Government grabs poor people's children, and they take them to private facilities, and they inject them, and they make them drink pesticides and psychotropic drugs, and in many cases, the children start throwing up, they're put in bed, they're still given the drugs, they actually die. They put little kids in bags, they take them out, they put them in paupers' graves, or they sell their little bodies for medical experiments. I mean, what the hell? And it's in major newspapers. It's not even hidden anymore. They tell us what they do to us now. And you don't care. You're worried about your job at Advanced Micro Devices. You're worried about your hair looking cool. Worried about buying your, you know, Victoria's Secret stuff. You're worried about your vacation, planning it. It's all real. I my humanity, my basic programming just screams in pain. I know you reap what you sow. And I know that we're all connected. And I know that we've lost our soul. And I know that we're more sophisticated than the Nazis. And I know that it's going to get worse. And I know that the media illusion and the culture of death is so powerful. And I see our once great country being dismantled right in front of my eyes. Don't you know your whole world is coming down? And the sickest part of it all is as they rape you spiritually, financially, economically, you are so dumbed down and so dehumanized. dehumanized that you won't even differentiate where it came from, and you will thank them. You will love Big Brother. You will look at the telescreen, and you will cry for Big Brother, and you will love Big Brother, and you will thank Big Brother there at the Chestnut Cafe. You never took my soul. You never took who I was. I never served you. I never believed your lies. I knew the truth. And the meek, after your system fails, will inherit the earth. And you, the New World Order, and your collection of sociopaths will fail. What are you going to do for those children they're killing? You're not going to do a damn thing, are you? Because you don't care. You only care about yourself. Well, your neighbor doesn't care about you either. If you want to believe the lies, if you want to rationalize and make excuses, then that's your lot in life. But if you want to be leaders, humanity could do anything. Our potential is unlimited. But the current elite is threatened by any free thinking, any free technology. They want to hoard it all and dominate it all because they think some new elite will rise and threaten their monopoly. They've got some weird excuse. Well, if they get it, they can destroy everything, and we know what we're doing, and we've got to have this great tyranny to protect the humanity. It's all crap. I've looked at it. They can only survive in the system because they are defective, and they are sadistic, and they enjoy what they're doing. We got a bunch of serial killers running the planet, and they can go against their own coding because they are defective. Their souls are screwed up.
I'm going to cram a gun in their mouth and see how they like it. Because I'm free! That's been in my family history to fight! And I'm not your slave! So get it straight. When we're ready, you can nerve gas us all day. We're ready to rock! And the people are waking up! Because some of us are willing to spill our blood for the sacrifice. You hear me, scum? We're coming for you.
The president rushed out this morning in the wake of this front page story in USA Today and declared the government's doing nothing wrong and all this is just fine.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier.
Had the time of his life, a capitalist with a communist wife. Started a fight and did the cast with God's into Christ. Hardly the type to give garbage advice. He was larger than life. He penetrate the roof with your car with a spike. Trained by insane ex-marine, CIA, trained a renegade, assassin, androids. Half deployed pilot in black helicopter choppers over Bosnia. Sniffing so much coke, nose is fucked up. Let it out for all y'all bystander. Baggy ass jeans to hide your bangarang. When thugs the fuck out, hang with bash in your face. Yeah, gangs, the governments. These other kids, it's like the drunken bitch. Just up the 100 dips. It's your party, they cry brave. Plus the hooker lies great. Slip another line to get your mind straight. Pull out the nine, start shooting people. Money ain't the root of evil. It'd be much more than that. America taught me how to kidnap.
Stop it! You're scaring me!
America will stay the course.
We will stay the course.
We will stay the course.
We will stay the course.
We're just gonna stay the course.
We will stay the course.
Are we going to stay the course? We're going to stay the course.
Yeah, yeah, I shot bacon. Fuck a pagan. Ain't falafel with Menachem Bacon. Who the fuck is Carl Sagan? I'm the space invader. Ill hieroglyphic translation. Navigator. Read your thoughts. Make you think we chill. Then I'm
lashing later. We burn the flag. I shot the devil down like we in Baghdad. His wife's the hostage. Her body parts up in a grab bag. Now watch the gun blast. Holding your chest. Marked for death. The president's been shot. Somebody notify the press. It's all Reaganomics. Welfare. Weapons and drugs. The government is thugs. That's why the leader caught a slug. Handle your business. The right. And get it on your wish list. My mind's sick, it's the knowledge devils on my shit list.
Necrodermis, hip hop psychic. Bring you the next shit, your lecture. Then infected your mind was unprotected. You think me approaching you with a knife looks bad? It'll be worse when I slice up your flesh till it looks black. Keep the muskets up in the book bag. And when the cook stabs you in the brain, verbally you feel like you took tag. Mental grave, with jewels buried under the drug plot. The walking drug spot, a nice picture of me's my mugshot.
Yeah, what? Yeah, I shot Reagan. Fuck a pagan, ain't falafel with Menachem Bacon. Who the fuck is Carl Sagan? Yeah, yeah, I shot Reagan. Fuck a pagan, ain't falafel with Menachem Bacon. Who the fuck is Carl Sagan?
Super secret surveillance assailants. Hebrews and Candace wrap you up in bandage. Mummified stitch weapons I brandish. Like trucks and bombs, coffins airtight. Mucus and bed sores. Russian roulette with bloody headbands. Christopher walking tight. A deer hunter, ports unknown. Rocking the jewel throne like Solomon. I killed your congressman with two stones. Best in the fucking country. Israeli camo dress bummy. Ghetto gorillas. Religious cats be thick and Muncie. My solar set stretched throughout wax like Stan Getz. In my vest. Bang on my chest from bad sex. Come and challenge your battle, get skull fucked. But don't be sore, God ultimately saves those whose motive is pure.
Yeah, yeah, I shot Reagan. Fuck a pagan, ain't falafel with Menachem Bacon. Who the fuck is Carl Sagan?
Yeah, yeah, I shot Reagan. Fuck a pagan, ain't falafel with Menachem Begin. Who the fuck is Carl Sagan? We Elohim, alien brain in my cranium. They locked me in a sanitarium behind walls of titanium. 51 forbidden classified spy area. Doctors from Nigeria, Lebanon and Syria, South Bronx. I walk through epochs and airlocks, disengaging doorways into time, breaking cell block number 13. The Earth scene, the first gleam of light beyond humanoid existence, through light year distances. I navigate, rip the fabric of space in this race against time. Transmit a message backwards to the phone line. Control minds are fairly common alien technocracy. We lavish your misguided principles and prophecies. My species shapeshift, take on the form of an earthling. If I fail to return back home, alert the king. Bring the reinforcements, program the teleport coordinates. My place of origins, the starting point, begin your voyage into mystery. Strange universe, strange history. Yeah, I shot your fucking president, you know my steeds.
Wir sind die Kinder, bauen unsere Zukunft, und wir, die Kinder, schwören dir treu und auf Vorschluss, mit dem festen Glauben, gehen wir für dich in den Tod.
Conspiracy theory, pure and simple. It is not borne out by the facts. Mr. Chairman, I have to go to Amsterdam. If you'll excuse me, I'm leaving.
If I give an analysis of, say, the economic system, and I point out that General Motors tries to maximize profit and market share, that's not a conspiracy theory. That's an institutional analysis. It has nothing to do with conspiracies. And that's precisely the sense in which we're talking about the media. The phrase conspiracy theory is one of those that's constantly brought up, and I think its effect simply is to discourage institutional analysis.
The president and the vice president and others have often attacked freedom of speech and freedom of dissent and freedom of the press.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
This country will stay the course.
That we will stay the course. And that's why we're going to stay the course in Iraq.
If we don't lose our nerve, we'd have the nerve to stay the course.
And we will stay the course.
We must stay the course. And
I told him and assured him that the United States would stay the course.
If we stay the course.
We'll stay the course in Iraq.
And it's very important for us to stay the course.
And we're going
to
stay the course. America will stay the course.
We will stay the course.
We will stay the course.
We will stay the course.
We're just going to stay the course.
We will stay the course.
We will stay the course.
Manterremo questa strada.
We're there to stay the course.
We will stay the course.
Stay the course.
Stay the course,
stay the course,
stay the course.
We will stay the course.
And yet we must stay the course.
And we will stay the course in Iraq.
And that's what we're doing.
And we'll stay the course.
We'll stay the course.
Oh, we'll stay the course.
If we're staying the course in Iraq and the war on terror, therefore cutting and running,
we must stay the course because the end result is in our nation's interest.
Are we going to stay the course? We're going to stay the course.
I stay in the course.
We will stay the course and we will succeed.